Blog Talk Radio.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Welcome to our next chapter, Widow Ministry Talk Show, a ministry in embracing widows. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed, 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that everyone is doing okay tonight. Well, we're going to talk about goodness. Also, we're going to talk about all things work together for good. All things work together for good. And goodness. We have had a stormy weekend. It was a little scary this past Sunday. Yes, we had a real bad rainstorm, and I hope that everybody survived that storm. I was a little bit nervous, and also my grandson JoJo. He doesn't like lightning and thunder. It scares him. But tonight, let's get started. All things work together for good. For there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into the open. That's coming from Luke 8:17. Also, there's another verse in the Bible that talks about all things work together for good is Romans 8:28. I'm going to be reading from the Amplified Version. We are sure and know that all things work together and are for good and for those who love God and are called according to design, his design and purpose. Well, dishonest people often become very wealthy, while honest people often struggle financially. People who deliberately harm their body sometimes seems to strive, while health-conscious people sometimes contract all kinds of illness. The complaint continues to resound. Good people suffer while the wicked prosper. I know you have felt that way before. It seems like everything just keeps happening to you. And you look at the news and you see all these things, even seeing people in the street or whatever, and they seem to be doing fine. And you're struggling and dealing with all kinds of situations. Yes, but all things work for good. Before you join this woeful choir, remind yourself that life is as we know it not to be the end. What we experience now is passing and temporary, but true life to which Christians aspire is eternal and lasting. Those who hold fast to their faith persevere to the end and will receive their just reward. And I know we all want to receive our reward, not from people, but from God himself. Nothing that happens in this world is hidden from God. The most insignificant event is known to him. We will all be called to give an account for our lives one day. So if it seems as if life is treating you badly, don't be discouraged and don't give up. Renew your trust in Jesus Christ. And remember, in Revelation chapter 2:10, be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life. All things work for good. Just remember that. But do something with your life. People who achieve success knows the importance of specifications. They set themselves goals and strive to achieve them. Make sure that your goal is worthy of the very best. Some people strive for academic success, while others focus on business or the arts. Whichever field you choose, if you are a Christ disciple, you will want to make the world a better place. The highest goal in your life is to conform more and more to the image of Christ. Christ calls you to the most noble way of life that you can live. He does not only call you, but he equips you to reach the height that you would not have been able to reach in your own strength. Let your life be meaningful and achieve your full potential through the power of the indwelling Christ. Yes, do something, and all things will work together for the good, that for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Goodness. When wisdom enters in your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, you may walk in the way of goodness. That's coming from Proverbs, the second chapter, the tenth and the twentieth verse. Remember when you were a little girl, your parents may have said, "Run along now and be a good little girl." They meant only the best by growing up. Many women receive a negative message. They relate goodness to being dismissed or not being taken seriously. Others become obsessed with meeting an unrealistic standard of goodness. Really, no one is good but God. Goodness will come as you walk in relationship with him. Let's continue to talk about goodness also. Good deeds are an example of the goodness, a godness that resides within you. They should come easily, naturally, and you feel God's presence within and see him moving in your affair. As you feel your heart flooding with compassion for what he has done for you. Reach out to others. Let them feel the overflow of God's goodness to you. Good deeds aren't enough you force yourself to do. Let me read that again. Good deeds are not something you force yourself to do. They are the joyous privilege of the child of God. So think about, first, all things work for good. And now you do something for your life, dealing with goodness, giving good deeds to others will be a rewarding not just to God, but also for yourself. Something happened to me yesterday, and some blessing and goodness came to me, and I would like to share that with you. I won't give you all of the details, but yesterday I was dealing with a lot of different adversity in my home. There's something wrong with my refrigerator that the water does not come out. The ice does, but the water won't come out. That doesn't make sense, because in order to make ice, don't you need water? So I couldn't figure that out. Okay? That's one thing. Then, over the weekend, it's been a week, my washing machine doesn't work right. Let me tell you what it does. The water comes in, but it doesn't spin. It doesn't even do the motion as far as washing the clothes. It's just slow in slow motion, so it really doesn't wash. But the water comes in, the water goes out, but it doesn't spin. Once again, there's something else going on in another appliances of mine. Then I needed to print some resumes because I was getting ready to go on some interviews. The printer won't work. I got very frustrated yesterday. I said, it seemed like everything that I needed to use yesterday, it didn't work. But God sent some goodness in spite of that, and I was feeling very uptight, depressed, because I said, what's next? I don't like to say what's next because something else can happen. But I got very uptight. And had tears. I mean, just got so frustrated that tears just came down my eyes. But I had a friend that came by and looked at the washer. Then I had a girlfriend who knows about a printer, so she came by to fix the printer. He could not fix the washing machine. She could not fix the printer. I'm still where I started from. Both things are not working. But the goodness that came out of that, my friend who was trying to fix the washing machine, he said that he couldn't fix it. And also, while he was looking at it, he broke a piece of something that would start the washing machine to work a little bit, just to run water. Well, he broke that, and I couldn't even get water in the washing machine. And then my girlfriend could not fix the printer. But what happened, he left, and he said, I will go and see if I can get this part for you. He might not be back today. But he would go and see, and also he had my serial number of the washing machine, so he wanted to see if maybe you could get a used one or something, whatever. He was going to try to get me a washing machine, try to get it fixed. That's the purpose. Then my girlfriend left and said that she was leaving because she couldn't fix it. So both of them left, and I was in here all by myself, and I was just getting very disgusted because here are these things that I needed that I couldn't wash. Had clothes piled up because I couldn't wash because it's been broken for over a week. Well, let me tell you what happened. I got a phone call, and my friend who was trying to fix the washing machine, he went to pick up the part and saw someone he knew that knows how to work on appliances, every kind of appliances that you can think of he knows how to work on. He knew exactly what was wrong when the guy told him what was wrong with my washing machine. And there was, he said, I know what's wrong with it. And then they bought the part, came over, and in 5 minutes, my washing machine was working. And all of a sudden, my girlfriend came back ringing the doorbell. And guess what she did? She had a box in her hand. I said, what you got in your hand? So she said, let's go upstairs so we can look at your printer again. She didn't want me to see it until she got upstairs. She went to Walmart and bought me a printer. I got two blessings in less than a half an hour. So it's amazing how you get your blessing. And sometimes we get so depressed and low and forget about God. Forget about how good God is and how he can work things out. But in a matter of a half an hour, my washing machine was working, and my girlfriend went and bought me a printer. A printer, not just a printer. The printer can copy, the printer can scan, and the printer can print. All the three things that I've always wanted, but didn't have the funds to do it at the time. But the blessing I received, all things work together for good. That who loves God was the, and that's how scripture for our anniversary. So, just knowing that sometimes when we are so frustrated about things that are happening around us, we have to be still, peace be still, and believe that God's going to work it out. Because I would never thought that was going to happen yesterday, that in less than a half an hour, I had my washing machine working and a new printer. And I just was just so, I began crying again. But I was crying for the goodness that I received. So just knowing that when things happen, look for the good that's going to happen out of the bad. All things work for good. God, I guess, wanted to see how much faith that I had yesterday. But I got so depressed, I was just saying, I just give up, Lord. What else can happen? But I know it's not good to say that because something else right can happen right after that. But I just want to share that blessing of the goodness that I received yesterday. And we have about 10 more minutes, so I have lots of announcements. That's all I wanted to share about all things that work together for good. And I'm going to read in the Amplified Version again that all things work together for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Should have gotten that better because I was the one that chose the scripture for our anniversary. But reading it from the Amplified Version is always a little bit different. But anyway, that is it for tonight is regarding the goodness and all things work together for good. I have lots of announcement to make tonight, so I'm going to begin doing that. The first announcement is our 11th anniversary is this coming Saturday, September 13th, from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, where my pastor, Dr. William E. Flippin Sr., is senior pastor. Come and join us for breakfast, encouraging testimonies, music, inspirational message. And please, everyone that's a member, please wear colors purple and silver. and try to be there at least by 8:30 to help us get everything together before our guests arrive. Make sure that you try to call a widow, a friend, and bring them along to the celebration. After our anniversary that evening, a group of us will be going to a play. And the play is entitled Except a Man Die, He Cannot Live. This was written by Elder Rhonda Weary. Elder Weary, she was an intern at our church for a while, and also she took some classes, other classes there that I was involved with myself. So I got to know her, and she's a beautiful person. So a lot of us did print out the tickets, and this play is free. It's going to be at the Porter Sanford Performing Arts Community Center on Rainbow Drive in Decatur, Georgia. It will be, this play begins at 6 p.m., but I advise you to be there by 5 in order to get a good seat. And also, we would like for all of us to sit together. And what else is there that we need? I need to announce. Oh, yes. After that, we have a busy weekend, the Widow Ministry. On Sunday of next week, that's going to be September 14th. At the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, my pastor, Dr. William E. Flippin, Sr., he will be recognizing our widow ministry in both services. Come and join us, and also come and see our new sanctuary, our 7:15 and 10:30 service. We will all also be participating in part of the worship service, and we all the widows will be sitting together at both services. So please come and enjoy the celebration of our 11th anniversary. Let me see what else I have there for tonight. And we just have starting the month of, just 1 second, starting next week, in the next show, we will have a testimony from one of our widows each week for the next few months. And we will be putting that person's picture up. Each week we will have a different widow giving their testimony, and we will display their picture as well on Facebook so you can see who is speaking and giving their testimony. So just make sure that you pass the word and let everyone share these great testimonies of widows as they, how they will be talking about how they have gone through their journey, the things that they're involved in now, and just what the goodness that God has done for them. So please spread the word and let other widows tune in so they can be encouraged also. And, yes, we are on Facebook. We are under the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. So we need you to visit frequently and click on likes. So we need more likes on that page. So we encourage you to please do that. Be active and go on our page and take a look, because we're going to try to keep things up to date on that, on our Facebook page, and getting the word out about our ministry. So that is all tonight that I have. Just be blessed and knowing that whatever situation that you might be going through, just knowing that God is right there by your side, trying to work it out, but sometimes we get so discouraged we can't see him. We can't see his face or hear him. because we are so uptight and into our worldly feelings. So we just have to have better faith and just knowing that God will work it out for us, just like he say in all of these scriptures that I read, because he is an awesome God, and he's always provide. Sometimes it's not when we want to, but he will definitely be on time. Have a great week, and just make sure that you let others know about our 11th anniversary. Come and enjoy the great speaker, testimonies, and breakfast that you will enjoy. Be blessed and have a great week, and tune in again next week as you listen to testimonies from different widows starting next Tuesday for the next few months. Good night and have a great week.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of faking like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, cause you never imagined, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me.
This is what he told me.
Live through it.
He said, James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
So live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just left. Down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows. Everyone who would leave you, he's sent away. Don't let them stay.
They didn't deserve you.
Didn't see it coming, and now you feel broken. How could this be God?
This can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell.
God is saying, it's growing pains. Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
You gotta pray through
it. Don't let this be the end for you.
God only allowed it because he knew you could survive it. So,
you're so much better.